U.S. jets are continuing to bomb the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. NPR's John Burnett was in the Gardez region soon after the U.S. offensive began. He's now back in Kabul. He says that Afghan soldiers working with U.S. forces are surprised by the stiff resistance they've met outside Gardez.
I talked to four Afghan fighters who were in the thick of it, and they said that they were very surprised that the resistance was so fearsome. They thought that they had the numbers. There were at least 600 of the local tribal fighters, and that they would overwhelm the opposition. In retrospect, the local soldiers said, well, the rebels had more than 2 months to stockpile weapons and prepare for an eventual assault, because they had been up there at this village called Zarmat and the mountains above them for quite some time, since they'd been driven out of Kabul and Kandahar. There was a delegation of U.S. congressmen in Kabul today, and they had a briefing from the Afghan defense minister. Representative David Hobson told reporters, you have to realize these people are there to fight to the death. And that's exactly what they've been doing.
How are U.S. forces working with these local militias, and can you tell us anything about the kind of intelligence they're reporting?
Ever since the U.S. forces got involved in Afghanistan, they have very deliberately tried to use local troops because they know the terrain, they know the ethnic complexities of the country, and it's good politics. And they've been working together in this area very well. I've been there twice now, and they're very pleased to be working with the U.S. troops because their objectives converge in this situation. They both want to see the Taliban out. And I think the Afghans like being the shock forces. They like being the primary strike force rather than the Americans. They like being, you know, the Afghan special forces, as it were, trained for this operation.
I saw something about them putting on white armbands to distinguish them from resistance fighters.
That's right. We actually saw some in the area. They had white cloth armbands, and they had little plastic strips attached to these black knit caps so they wouldn't be confused with the fighters. But I don't think they ever got close enough for that to be a problem.
Why did the remaining fighters choose this particular place of all the mountain passes in eastern Afghanistan to make this their last stand?
Well, in the first place, it's incredibly rugged. This part of the border with Pakistan and Afghanistan is perfect for these sort of mountain hideouts. So much so that these caves were actually well known as a kind of a defensive position. The Mujahideen had been here in the 1980s and used some of the same caves against the Soviets. They're easily defendable, as we're seeing now, because it's so hard for the U.S. to wipe these fighters out. It's only about 60 miles across the mountains to Pakistan along some pretty well-known smuggling trails. And it's not that far from Kabul and Kandahar, so they could flee to this area from those population centers. And then there's a local village, Zarmat, nearby, where they could buy their rice and mutton.
Well, John, thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure, Jackie.
NPR's John Burnett speaking to us from Kabul.